Blog Talk Radio.
It's finally that time again, the time of year when we celebrate with our loved ones and lie a little bit on our calorie counting app, where three slices of turkey count as one, pumpkin pie is the same as broccoli, and eggnog has the same number of calories as water. If only we can run away from the impending caloric doom we call winter festivities. The harsh reality is that this time of year is a nightmare on Gain Street. If you played your cards right, you should be bulking around this time anyway. Unfortunately for the majority of us, timing bulks isn't in our dictionaries. So what exactly can you do to avoid gaining weight over the holidays? Now the easy answer is just to stay below your calorie limits during the holidays, but let's be real, that's not going to happen. What about using lower calorie ingredients and recipes for this year's holiday dinners? Possible, but not exactly a fun option for you and everyone else. And quite honestly, there shouldn't be any changes whatsoever to your festive dinner plans. After all, the whole point of holiday dinners is to enjoy the time with the people you love and enjoy the food you eat. Changing ingredients or the way you eat can make a joyous dinner into a joyless dinner. So in order to keep holiday dinners intact and still avoid gaining weight, things surrounding it must be adjusted. One of which is your physical activity. As you draw closer to the holidays, start ramping up your exercises. Add a few more circuits to your MRT workouts, a few more minutes to your runs, or even a few more intervals on your HIIT sessions. The more days you add extra work, the more you can excuse yourself from stuffing your face. But as great as increasing exercise can be, nothing is more effective than controlling the food you eat. And frankly, it's much easier than exercising more. Knowing that you have a lot of feasting ahead, eating less beforehand can offset the expected extra calories. But of course, that doesn't mean to just go on an insane crash diet. The more days you dedicate to eating less beforehand, the better. If you estimate that you will be eating 5,000 more calories throughout the holidays, for example, then offsetting that 5,000 calories by eating 250 calories fewer each day for 20 days is...
Good evening, everybody. You are tuned in to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and my lovely co-host, Ayanna Muhammad. Tonight, we are talking about shedding those holiday pounds. Ha! Ayanna.
Okay. Yeah, your boy just said a mouthful. He said, stop some calories and don't eat something. But I got lost and confused in my calorie count. I ain't gonna lie.
Me too. Yeah, and you know what? When I was listening to that, I said, you know, me and my fitness pal and my 1,200 calories never works for me. I'm trying to lose X amount of pounds, so according to my fitness pal, tell me I need to eat 1,200 calories a day and nothing more, unless I exercise and then I can replenish. That doesn't work.
My
1,200 calories are gone.
I'm not counting calories. I don't have that type of time in my life. Like, either I'm going to eat this double cheeseburger and drink this Diet Coke, or I'm going to get the salad and the lemonade and Chick-fil-A. I really can't look at the calories. I'll be hungry. So I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah, so that doesn't work for me. However, we have one of the best personal trainers in the state of Illinois on the line with us tonight. Mr. Sadiqu, am I saying your name right? The personal trainer?
Nah, it's Sadiq. What's going on with you?
Sadiq, I thought I was right. I'm doing pretty good. I want to get these pounds off.
Really, really.
I'm having the darndest time trying to get them off. Let me tell y'all, I ate much. Right, I ate so much over Thanksgiving. Let's get that straight now. I ate chicken, ham, turkey. You name it, I ate it. So then I said, ham, everything, fried chicken, everything. So for Christmas, I was like, you know what, I'm going to slow it down because I went crazy Thanksgiving. So I'm going to slow it down. I went to my mama's house and went berserk. And look, the phone lines are already jumping, y'all. So people, I guess I'm not the only one that lost my natural mind at the table over the holidays.
We need to know where do we get started at? Because we ate all this food over the holidays, and you know, going back to the gym, it's a little cold outside. You're not trying to be doing that. So where we got to start at? Help me, please, Lord.
Well, the first place you got to start out is just understanding the word in and of itself. It's called a holiday, not a holiday month. So what happens with some people is they don't understand the word. So you try to stretch out October 31st to January 1st. That wasn't no holiday. That was just that you was like a 2-month extravaganza of just eating whatever you wanted to. So if you understand the word, that's the basics, right? So the first place that you want to do is admit that you have a problem. Everybody
I have
thinks
a problem.
The only time that they was eating bad was Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. I don't know about you, but if I'm going to eat, I'm not just going to pick 2 days out of the year to eat bad. That's just me personally. So admit that you have a problem. By understanding that you have a problem, the step is to write down everything that you're eating. What happens when you do that is the average person eats 1,000 plus more calories than they think that they eat. So when you take your kids to the drive-thru and you reach in a bag and you grab their handful of fries, you don't count that for your diet. When you eat off your boyfriend or your husband's plate or your husband eat off of your plate or whatever the case may be, you don't count that against your diet. So what happens is we only count the meals that we eat. So that's a big mistake that we make. So there you go. Write down everything that you eat.
I guess you don't count when you go for seconds either, huh? Because you really only count the first time you ate it.
Or thirds, for that matter.
Okay, so y'all just crushed my whole little fitness pal thing. I'm just going to tell you that now. You crushed me with the month-long, the 2-month-long holla month thing that I had going on. I'm like, I could pig out this few days. Don't worry about it. Christmas roll around. I got a few more days to pig out. New Year's. Oh, my God. I didn't even count New Year's. See, this is like the worst. Because you not only on New Year's are you eating, you're also drinking. So I don't count those calories at all.
Yeah. And then black people too, we just start making holidays. Like we gotta celebrate Black Friday. I'm like, well, that's not actually a eating holiday. You just can't actually just make that up. Thanksgiving Eve. I heard somebody say Thanksgiving Eve once. I said, well, no, I've never heard, you made that up just so you can eat more food. So we just gotta stop. And then we get to the point. We just start celebrating the weekend. It's Friday. Well, you know, you just can't eat whatever you want because it's Friday.
Now, I won't lie, I'm guilty of that because I have a very bad habit of I will eat well Monday through Thursday. And I'll be like, well, it's Friday, so I can have a little something, you know, because it's the weekend, you know. And then you be out shopping all day on Saturday or running through a dilly-dally. You be like, oh, let me stop at this Starbucks and get this 9-million-calorie drink. But you got to have a little, you know, the little cake to go alongside with it because, you know, that's what you have to do to get the more points at Starbucks. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm definitely guilty of that. And those are things that you don't like. You know, some people hang around the food court at the mall because they give out free samples. Like, let's just be real. You know this. So, yeah. But I don't know. I'm one of them people. I do. I celebrate the weekend. So, I definitely pick out on the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't do that. And I don't eat Starbucks.
The average American eats 1,000 plus more calories per weekend day. So if you're talking about 3,500 calories and 1 pound of fat, and over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're getting a bonus 3,000 calories, then if you can just manage yourself just for that time period, then you could get your 1 pound a week. Losing 1 pound a week is the equivalent to 50 pounds a year because no one is going to lose weight during the Christmas or the Thanksgiving week. So that's 50 pounds in a year. If you really want to go for it, 2 pounds a week, that's 100 pounds in a year. It's just a numbers game.
So what is the
I'm struggling
of weight that somebody should lose per week? Is it 1 to 2 pounds or?
Yeah, it's in between 1 to 2. In the first week, what's going to happen is you're going to drop a lot of water weight. So a person will lose, they might get on the scale and it's 7 pounds down or 8 pounds down or you know, so a person says, well, I think I can maintain that. Well, that's not natural unless you on that Whitney Houston diet. So what you got to do is you got to keep it very, very simple with what you're doing. KIS. Keep it simple. You don't want to complicate things. So 1 to 2 pounds a week is just where you want to be.
But what about
and that's the struggle.
It is, but I think here's a mistake that I don't know about my co-host, but I know I've made this before. So you know, you look and you be like, man, I dropped in 7 pounds. Let me go ahead and treat myself to something, you know.
Yeah. We celebrate the weight loss with the foods that made us fat. Yep. Yeah, I know exactly.
Now, okay, so this is my guilty. y'all listening, this let me go back to pre-holiday. So I'm in a gym, like I'm a gym rat. However, if I get busy, I'm like Mickey Mouse. I'm not a gym rat anymore. Like, my busy schedule takes that away. So now I'll get on the scale. I don't lose nothing. I'm going crazy. I'm eating good. I ain't lost a pound, a half a pound, an inch, none of that. I'm just the same weight. Like, it's not working.
If you're not going to the gym.
I do, but it's still not working. I don't care what I'm, and I'm going hard. I'm sweating. I'm doing cardio. I even walk. You know, taking my breaks at work, I'm walking. Nothing's working.
Right, right.
I'm still the same amount of
pounds
that I was.
Then the question becomes this: when you say you're going hard at the gym, and you also said, did you say you was a hood rat or a gym rat? I don't want to offend nobody. You said
you know
a gym rat.
I said a gym rat.
So you said gym rat. All right, my bad. I'm from Chicago. You never know. I gotta find out. So you a gym rat. Now, with a person like you, you go in the gym and you going hard. All right, you know, you working out. Let's say it's, you know, Monday. Okay, it's Monday, September 2013. Your workout is bomb. You know, now it's Monday, September, it's 2014. You've been still doing that same thing, 14, 15. You know how to go hard in the gym. What happened is your body became accustomed to the workout that you were doing. Now, it is a tough workout, but for you, it's a standard workout because you being a gym rat, not a hood rat, that's what you do.
No.
So you actually need something to change up your routine, because you can take a person like you who's in shape, can go hard in the gym, pushing yourself to the limit, but you're doing something that you are comfortable doing. So even though you're sweating and even though you're out of breath, your body actually adjusts to that workout, even with something as simple as walking. If you were a male person, you say, well, I walk 4 to 5 miles every day. Well, how long have you been walking 4 to 5 miles? Since 1987. Well, guess what? That's not the same 4 to 5 miles, okay? Your body has become accustomed to that.
Right. You got to step it up a bit. Okay.
Look. So I'm going to have to grab one of these collars. It's a must. I'm going to start with a collar with the last four digits of 8441. Good evening, caller. You're tuned in on Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. Tonight, we have a special guest, Sadiq, the personal trainer from Chicago. So what's your fault? You've been overeating for the holidays?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, enjoying the show so far. The holidays were a stressful time. I wasn't overeating. I was just being stressed out and not eating.
Oh, wow.
And so, right. And I hear that's the problem, that people stress, and then when they do eat, it just doesn't help because they eat the wrong things. That is my issue, how to avoid eating during stressful times the wrong way, and how to find healthy snacks during work day.
So your question
is,
you want a list of healthy snacks? Is that what's your question?
And how do I find healthy snacks? Right. How do we find healthy snacks during a busy work day? And how to eat during stressful periods?
Okay, how to eat
properly
during stressful periods. Okay, how to eat during stressful periods. Okay, let's deal with that one first. Okay, well, number one, we have to really assess where our stress is coming from, because someone will say, well, I'm stressed out for health reasons. And then what happens with that is that we don't actually understand that we're adding on to our stress by this. Now, when you say, how do I eat during a stressful period, eating during a stressful period is something that you actually don't have to do. If that's our go-to for relief, then that's the problem. Some people drink during a stressful period. Some people want to exercise during a stressful period. So what happens is that whatever our go-to is when we're stressed becomes a god to us, and it becomes our vice starts to take over our life. So if you are stressed and you are eating, then that in and of itself is a problem. If you are stressed and you're praying, that may be a healthier option than to be stressed and eating. That would be my first suggestion. My second piece would be, there's so many different healthy snacks that we could just do a show talking about healthy snacks. Anything in the vegetable or fruit family is a healthy snack. You know, nowadays you can go to a health food store and a lot of the healthier options are snacks that you can have. Those are all healthy snacks. A smoothie can be a healthy snack. You can go with, some people want to do blueberries. Some people don't want to overdo it on the nuts because they have a lot of fat, so you don't want to overdo it. But there's so many healthy snacks. But I'll just give the suggestion that if you want a healthy snack, then it usually doesn't come with a package. It's usually something that's God made. So keep that in mind when you're trying to go for a healthier snack.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. You have a happy new year to you too.
I'm good. Do we have you?
Now,
so you
see,
said
that's
anything?
Something. Oh, am I still on?
I thought it was interesting because he said anything that comes in a package has a tendency not to be necessarily healthy for you.
Yeah,
so,
when God makes something, he doesn't put a label on it.
I mean, true, true. So all of these, and I'm pretty confident in knowing that these aren't healthy for you, but like all of these power bars and these protein bars and all of those, that people at the gym will tell you, look, every 2 hours, get your protein bar, drink your protein shake, and all. Like, where does that fall in? Should I do those as healthy snacks, or would it be better that I boil an egg and eat it? You know what I'm saying? How do those fall in as far as healthy snacks is concerned?
Okay, so let's deal with this. Let's deal with this right away. Okay, number one, if you are listening to this show, if you are in America, you eat more than enough food. Everybody eats more food than our body needs. We are in a country where you can be homeless and overweight. You cannot pull that off everywhere. So we're actually trying to manage, even when we're asking about a snack, we're trying to manage overeating. When you see somebody in the gym and they're having the power bars and things like that, it's not that they're unhealthy. Those things aren't made to live off of. So if every 3 hours you're having something that's out of a package, that in and of itself is a problem. That wasn't designed to live off of. Those foods are made, they might have an expiration that says 2021. You are putting something in your body that can last 4 years, 3 years.
Oh, geez.
So you have to keep that in mind, that if that
expiration
date is way out there, then that's what you're consuming. So it's not that they're unhealthy. They're just not the healthiest option. So, but if you grab a protein shake, you know, I can't say that if that's the worst thing that you're having, I'm okay with that. Now, if you're grabbing a protein shake and a protein bar, but you really got a problem with Kit Kats or Snickers, I mean, you deal with before you deal with the protein bar.
Right. I got you.
You just killed my soul.
Why?
Theory of, because, oh my God, I look at the expiration date all the time, and I kind of sort of have that in the back of my mind that, geez, like this could sit on the shelf for a year and a half and still be okay. I'm going to eat it anyway. But I'm just saying, like, to hear you say that, you just crushed me because I think it. I just don't say it out loud until today. But that is something to think about. And a doctor told me once, when you're shopping at the grocery store, then you need to shop on the outside, meaning stay away from the things that are on the inside that are on the shelves, and shop, you know, the fresh produce and the, you know, the not the canned fruit, but the fresh fruit, this, that, and the other. But before we go off into, like, all that, because I know, Ayana, you over there, like, I'm guilty because I'm guilty, and we kind of sort of stay guilty all the time.
I heard shop on the outside. I heard that before, Shop on, they say
you heard
the
shop on the outside.
I
just want to touch on something that the caller said. You know, she said that during the holidays, she was stressful eating. That
or don't eat, like,
I don't eat during the holidays, and then she's eating.
You be stressed all day long, busy running around. You ain't ate nothing all day long, and then you be like, man, what can I eat? And that's
okay.
Just grab something that's
everything.
Not healthy.
Well, okay,
you know what
well,
I'm saying?
Okay, let's deal with that. Let's deal just with that point. Okay, you're running around all day and you grab something to eat. Okay, this is the elephant in the room, no pun intended. Is it a surprise that you're gonna have to eat? Like, is it like when the person says, "Well, I didn't know what to do, so I just grabbed anything." I said, "Well, how old are you?" "I'm 40." "Well, you've been eating for about 40 years now. At this point in time, if you don't know that you're gonna have to eat, that is a problem. You shouldn't have to run around and grab anything because guess what? You're gonna have to eat tomorrow. You're gonna have to eat the day after that and the day after that." So when we're surprised that we're hungry and we don't have any idea why we're hungry, "Oh my God, I was shaking, I was starving." Dude, you knew you was gonna have to eat. You should be better
at that point.
But you just weren't focused. Like I can't stand him. I'm saying like sometimes you like rip it, like it's time. Okay, I'll say this. I'll be at work, right? And I actually do work at my job, contrary to popular belief. I'm not Tommy. So
that's
I'm at my
shocking.
Job and I'm working. And then you look up and you be like, "Dang, it's lunchtime. I ain't even think about it. Man, I got to eat something," right? You be like, "I got to eat something." And before you know it, you're like, "Oh, dang, I didn't even get up. I got to go grab something." What at that point, it's not saying I didn't know I had to eat. It's a matter of what quick to grab that your body is not
right.
Going to be like,
"Which my thirst.
You're starving me, so I'm going to hold on to this that I'm eating right now." You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. It's like, don't go get the wings. Maybe I should just get the fruit because I waited so long to eat. Like,
yeah, and then what you want to know what's crazy? That what you just said was something profound because you said, you know, "I waited so long to eat and I looked up and saw the clock and said I had to eat." See, we don't realize that we are eating out of cue. We're not eating because we're somewhere, you know, dragging on the ground, you know. So when that happens, we got to understand is don't let food control your life to that point where, you know, it's like somebody like we Pavlov's dog and it dings and it's like, "I got to eat something." You know, if somebody brings some food to the office, you don't have to eat the food. It's like, "But they brought it to the office. What am I going to do?" You're not hungry. In fact, not only are you not hungry, you've probably never been hungry. And then we can go a step further.
Because it's
you probably never even met a hungry person. You know, we're really just out here. I mean, you know, I mean, I think the woman at the drop.
You programming. Everybody
yeah, we're just programmed.
You get up in the morning, you got to eat breakfast, right? You got to eat
on.
Breakfast.
I'm programmed. I'm just going to be honest. I am extremely programmed. I want to eat 30 minutes before. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, my feet hit the ground, I got 30 minutes to jumpstart my body. And then my body is on, it's like my stomach is talking to me every 2 hours. "Hey, it's me down here. You know, you need to put something in here." Because I'm like, if by 9 o'clock, if I'm not eating my breakfast, meeting who? What? Hold on. We can't start this meeting until I go get breakfast. I'm like going in. Well, you know what? We got to my body is like a ticking time bomb. It tells me it's time for you to get this together. Let's pay a bill, Ayana. Sadiq, we'll be right back.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63. Or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
Okay, we're back against all odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. Tonight we're talking about shedding those holiday pounds, how to get rid of them. It's hard.
Yes. Okay. So,
but you want that summer body.
But we talked about eating, right? So back to the personal trainer. Sadiq, I got a question for you. Now, we got the eating down. We know, thinking about it, if it's coming in a package, it's probably not as healthy for you as something that's like fruit or fresh vegetables, right? So what about those people like, yeah, me, we all are gym people. We know you get into the gym, but what about those people that's never really gone to the gym? When they walk into the gym, where should they start? Because I see those people sometimes in the gym that, and all of them in there tonight, because it's January, you know, they all come back the first of the new year. And you see them there, they never done cardio in their life, or they're trying to pick up 50 pounds doing arm curls, ain't broke a sweat or nothing. Like, how do you start? Is cardio better, strength? I mean, where do they start at? Because some people don't even know how to start when they get to the gym.
Well, the place I would start is probably in a store buying some new clothes, because I really recognize them, because they got something on 1987 prom, you know, I Will Always Love You t-shirt on, and that's where I would just buy something new. So they look ridiculous. But, you know, working out, despite what people think, you know, working out, just like anything else, isn't something that you need to just do on your own. I'm a personal trainer, so when a person is like, man, what should I do? I'm like, hire me, you know, so, or hire a trainer, or work with someone that has an understanding, you know. It's really one of, to be honest with you, it's really one of the only professions where a person will actually say you don't need a professional. Like, if you just saw me slide under my car trying to fix it, you would say, why not take it to the shop? If I'm, like, missing a tooth and I was trying to glue one back in, you would say, why not go to the dentist? But you could be 500 pounds and the person is like, you don't need nobody, you can do it. What? No, I can't do it. Yeah, I need some help. So I would actually work with a fitness professional, and then I would let them guide me, at least initially, into what I need to do. That would be my first suggestion. I would not be walking around lifting up a treadmill trying to see what's under it, because that's not how it works. You're not supposed to do that.
I mean, but I know you have seen some of them people in the gym that you can tell – they really only know how to spell the word gym. Like, that's about it. They're on the squat machine wrong. You know what I'm saying? You be like, it's a leg curl. You're not supposed to stand there. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's the worst. I hate going to the gym. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to the gym this week because I can't stand going to the gym with the New Year's resolution people. You know, it's always that
way. Right. It's ridiculous.
Full face of makeup on. And see, I guess it's different for guys, because girls, you can tell when they know to the gym because they outfit match from head to toe.
Shoes.
They got on the cutest little legging top with the little and you be like, really? She doing the most ain't worked out ever.
And yeah. Ain't worked out in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
That's real.
We can tell that's how you can tell women, and then she'll have on a full face makeup and be on the treadmill
watching TV.
On the phone. You'll be like, really? Like, is there a time limit on this? Can you please get off this machine for you?
Get away from me, because you're messing up my whole psyche.
Right, you messed up my whole flow, like, for real. These folks is crazy during this time period. But, yeah, so, but you say hire a personal trainer.
I work with someone. That's the first thing I would do. I would work with someone. I would work with a professional. I would not try to do this thing alone. Let's be honest. As much as you eat, don't nobody want to eat by themselves all the time. So, you know, so at the same time, you don't need to work out by yourself. Hire someone, get a group together, figure this thing out. This is not something that you need to go alone. One of the biggest setbacks that actually takes place to individuals when they try to lose weight is an injury. So that's what happens. You end up hurting yourself very early on, and then exercise becomes intimidating for you because you injured yourself. So that's one of the main reasons I would hire someone, so I can make sure that I don't hurt myself.
And then you need you need that extra push, somebody that's going to encourage you but be firm, and somebody's going to help you reach the goal that you're trying to obtain, that you've been trying to obtain for the last 5 years, and right now you're nowhere near it. So you kind of need that extra push, that extra person to say, look, this is what you came to me for. I got your back. I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you this, but you got to give me this, because I can't give you all the exercise, but then you go home and you're sitting at the table and don't want to leave. So So you have to have some discipline, and you need that personal trainer to say, look, or if you do this, when you come back in here and you come back around me, I got to push you 10 times harder because now I got to fix everything that you done shoved in your mouth over the last week since we last saw each other. So,
but, you know, it's funny to say that. True. So let me ask the personal trainer this one. I've heard from folks that you see the guys in the gym, right? And mm-hmm. and they look like they're 12. They walking around with a gallon of water, you know, because they're keeping themselves through. You know what I'm saying? And they always want to tell you, see, when you work out, you can eat what you want to eat.
Yeah.
See, I eat what I want to eat because I work out.
Yeah.
What's the
belief behind that? All right. Well, you gotta keep in mind, number one, he was able to do that in prison. So he, you know, I mean, he just got out. So you always got to factor in some of those guys. You know, you gotta know where they came from first before you just start listening to them. In prison, you can eat whatever you want because they rationed out the food. But we're free now, Jeff. We're on these streets, Jeff. So things have changed. But no, you can't eat whatever you want to eat. You can't eat as much as you want to eat. Most of us have jobs. We're not working out 2, 3, 4 hours a day. Do you have a little leeway as far as burning up calories in the gym? Of course you do. Of course you do. I mean, if you got a little bit more money, you can spend a little bit more at the store. That's the way that it works. But at the same time, you can't do whatever you want to do to your body. You're going to have it a long time. So you cannot treat it like a garbage disposal and think you're just going to be able to work it all off. It doesn't work like that.
They'll tell you that in a minute, though. You know, you see them, and it's always funny because he always walking around with that jug of water. You know, he got on
the
fatty pack.
And then he never drinks it either. You know,
Real talk, it's always on full. You be like, when you don't drink it?
Finish the water,
right.
Bro. Finish the water.
Well, y'all know what? We got more callers. So let's turn to another caller, see if Sadiq can help her out with her holiday shedding of those pounds, or him. Let's pick up caller 3779. Good evening,
Hi,
caller. You're tuned in. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
We have the personal
trainer.
You got, okay. Well, there you go, Sadiq. She got some questions for you.
Okay.
So my question is this. When you first started out going to the gym, should you be doing the weight training or should you just focus on the cardio training?
Okay. So if an individual is first starting a gym, understand that it's three aspects of exercise. It's stretching, it's cardio, and it's resistance training. The most dangerous to do without any knowledge is resistance training. That's number one. But I can't say that an individual should focus on any one more than the other. Because if you're just doing cardio, what happens is that you are doing cardio and you won't get the results that you want. If you're just doing stretching, you're doing stretching and you won't get the results you want. To get the complete package for your body completely, you have to do all three. So it's not one that you should start out with. Now, cardio was going to be the easiest. It's going to be the easiest because we ideally do that the most. You walk. Some of us do. You have to walk around and get around. But that's going to be the easiest, but I can't say that should be the one that you focus on. So I would say actually all three when you first start off.
Interesting.
It very.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sitting here thinking like,
Yeah. So what happens is this. What happens is this. You will hear a woman say, well, I don't want to lift any weights because I don't want to look like a man. And they'll never bring up the mustache, right? It's just the weights are going to make them look like that, right? So, but the thing to keep in mind is that women need resistance training more than men. Men are naturally more muscular. And what happens with women is because of menopause, osteoporosis, actually, it makes the bones more brittle. So with women, you have to do the resistance training. So keep that in mind. You need it more than men actually need it.
No. All right.
Okay.
Ain't one more than the other. Okay. Learn something new every day, huh?
Do them all.
Okay.
So with that being said, I haven't put the caller back in queue yet, but with that being said, is there anyone you should do more during the week? Say if you go to the gym three times a week, should you
mm-hmm.
Like one day do this, one day do this?
Nope,
or should you kind of add all of it into your workout each day?
It's a complete package. When you talk about the ideal body type, whoever you see on TV, whatever model, whoever you follow on Instagram, when you talk about the ideal body type, all three are incorporated together. You, from age 20 to age 80, the average person will lose 80% of their range of motion. If you're going to the gym and doing cardio and you're not stretching, something wrong is going to happen. When you start talking about muscle density and actually building your body up to where this is tighter, this is firm, if you're doing all stretching and no cardio and weights, that's not going to happen. So all three are ideally supposed to be done together. It shouldn't be one that's more focused on than any other one. You need a heart, so you got to do cardio. You need a body to keep that heart in, so you got to do some resistance training. And you don't want to pull anything, so you can't do all three, so you have to do stretching.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense. I think we answered that caller's question.
I know. Caller, do you have any more questions? Nope. Okay. Well, I'll put you back in queue.
Well, all right then.
Okay.
So,
well, all right. So,
Sadiq,
you got a question now? Because I want to hear about these books. So you are also an author of a book called How Are You Fat and Saved? And another book says Confessions of a Personal Trainer. Tell us a little bit about your books.
How Are You Fat and Saved deals with obesity in the church. An individual by the name of Ken Franco out of Purdue University found that the average churchgoer was more overweight and more out of shape than the person that doesn't go to church. So with that being said, I wanted to find, is it something in the Bible that is actually adding to people being unhealthy and out of shape? Or is it that the church isn't following the tools that the Bible gives as far as health and being overweight and out of shape? So I interviewed pastors, I studied, I talked to different church members. And what we found is that the Bible is actually a health book, and it actually deals with not eating as much food and actually deals with not eating certain foods. And what happens is it's not actually taught inside of the church. So individuals who give up certain vices like smoking, like adultery, like a lot of different vices, they join the church and say, well, the one thing that we can hold on to is eating whatever we want and getting as big as we want to get. So it's an increase of diabetes, hypertension, heart attacks, and strokes inside of the church.
Mm.
He just said a mouthful, didn't he? I thought it was all of the fish fries on Friday, but that's not my business.
And that too is some of the fish fries. But yeah,
are those after service lunch things
so,
the mothers be having going on?
And I'll tell you guys this: what happened when I wrote the book, obviously, I presented it to a church, and, you got fat in the title. So a lot of the pastors, they were upset about that. So, a lot of people were offended about it, and they're like, well, how can you write a book saying how are you fat and saved? And, that's not what Jesus teaches. That's not what the Bible teaches. It doesn't teach anything about size and weight. And I had to correct the pastor one time in front of the entire congregation. And it was, like a controversial interaction. But I told the pastor, I said, Pastor, in Matthew 7:13-14, it deals with being fat directly in the scripture. And that scripture says the gates to heaven are narrow gates. So
see,
if the Bible say that the gates are narrow and I'm telling you got to lose weight, me and Jesus on the same page, because I don't know how you're going to fit in, because it ain't no double doors up there.
You know what?
Are you sure? Look, I know you are the author of these two books and the host of one of the largest boot camps in Chicago. But are you sure you don't slide in stand-up comedy somewhere in there?
No, Friday nights
at 10 at the juke joint on Lee Street around the corner from the theater.
Yeah. No, that's not my thing. I didn't write the Bible. Some people looking at me, I ain't got nothing to do with it. That's what it say in there, and I just read it, so I don't got nothing to do with that. So that's what that book was about, and I was glad that it went all over the city. I got to do presentations on it and things like that. And then the first book deals exactly with what you're talking about. Confessions of a Personal Trainer are the three credence of exercise that deal with resisting training, stretching, and cardio. And what I was finding was that people weren't getting the results that they wanted was because they were doing whatever aspect of exercise that was easier for them. So if I was a guy and I was a big guy, then I would come to the gym and I would only lift weights. If I was a girl and I was better at cardio, or I knew how to jog, I would go to the gym and just do that. And then a person would say, well, I'm not getting the results that I want to get. Well, I'm like, well, you're not doing the other two or something that you have a more difficult time doing. So that's why you aren't really getting your results.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, though, because I've always noticed that women, and I'm probably guilty of this, we get to the gym, women, if it appears that women work their lower body and men only work their upper body.
True.
Like, you would never see the man on the machine doing leg curls or, you know, like me. Women be in there. I've seen women, I'll be on the gym and I'll try to get my little 30 minutes on, you know, my little 30 minutes on cardio. And I'll watch a woman, she don't do nothing but squats and lunges. That's it.
Or something with the ball every now and then, flip-flop, here, there.
Your observation is absolutely correct. Not in the case of me, y'all can't see me, but I'm thicker than a Snickers, so all that back there is built up on me. But the average person, men and women, there is a difference, yes.
And it's like, I don't understand, because it's like women, and they be like trying to work their glutes, you know, because all women want to get, like, one chick was like, yeah, I'm just going to do this because I'm really trying to lift my behind. And you the personal trainer, so you help me understand. Either you blessed with it, can you really gain it from doing all of that? Like, really, I think these women need to know. They really need to understand that you either born with it and you're going to get it, or you're going to have to go buy it.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people are doing nowadays. Well, to be honest, or they can borrow it, because I seen you the other day and you got enough for about three or four people back there. I ain't want to say nothing, but you all got me. I wanted to ask for your number. I said I got to be respectful because we're doing a radio show. But you walked by me. I said, dang. But you can definitely shape it up. You can shape it up. You know, you're not gonna walk around. Now, you don't want to put unrealistic goals on yourself. You're not going to look like Kim Kardashian, because Kim Kardashian don't look like Kim Kardashian. But if you if you want to shape up your body, you can have a shapely backside. You can have a shapely everything. If you work on it and you work hard enough, you can shape up your body. Now, if you are comparing yourself to the Instagram model who you don't know, then you're going to run into a big problem, because, number one, I don't know how she's got that body. She was probably put to sleep. She don't know how she got that body. So you don't want to compare yourself to that, because that's not realistic. But if you are working out and putting in the work, you can shape yourself up.
Hey, I'm just saying, sometimes somebody at the gym, I'm not going to lie. When I go to the gym sometimes, I get caught up in awe of watching other people, because some of the things they do
that's
is
not
hilarious.
You working out. So you go to the gym just to bird watch.
But sometimes you do get caught up people watching when you see some of the things these people. It's like they be inventing exercises. Like, you be like, that's not what that machine was for. What are you doing? You better hurt somebody. Like, that killed me. But to your point, I don't always be there like a whole hour working out. So what is the proper amount of time for a real, true workout? Because some people be there 2 hours. Some people be there 30 minutes. It's like, what's a good amount of time to get in all three aspects of a workout?
The American Council on Exercise found out that any individual that does exercise over an hour, something goes into effect called the all or nothing principle. When you are working out over an hour, then when you don't have an hour, you say, well, I don't have time to work out, so I'm not going to do anything. That's a huge mistake. You do not need a complete hour to do a workout. Now, you're not going to be able to talk, people watch, get on the phone, hang out in the back for that amount of time. So what do? You're going to spend 5 minutes during your warm-up. After you're doing your warm-up, you're going to spend anywhere from 10 minutes to 15 minutes doing some weights. You're going to spend another 5 minutes doing some stretching. You're going to come back and spend another 10 minutes doing some cardio. Right around that time, you're anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes. That's your cutoff. Now, with that being a limited amount of time, a person says, well, that's not enough time for me to get a good workout in. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to increase the intensity of what you're actually doing. You don't need to feel rushed, but at the same time, you don't want to stretch your workout out because you have things to do. And that's what happens when a person says, I fell off, I couldn't go to the gym. Well, guess what? The average TV show is an hour, you know, so the question comes
right
into, what are you doing in the gym that you fell off? Because I know you got 15 minutes. I know you got 30 minutes. I know you got 20 minutes. But if you don't feel that that's enough time to do a workout, then you end up doing nothing.
Nothing.
But then some people be in there for like 2-3 hours. Like, what are you doing in there that long?
Playing.
Like that.
Looking, doing what you do. They're doing what you do. Bird watch.
I mean, come on, man. You.
Or if it's at Planet Fitness, they're throwing weights around and so they can hear the bell go off.
It's crazy. It's crazy, folks.
Are taking pictures, selfies, and putting it on social media. The right time,
you know,
wrong place.
That's the thing now too, because I always wonder, like, how sufficient is your workout if you're spending most of your time setting the camera up to video record your workout and put it on
Instagram?
It's,
Nah, that's real.
Like, that's crazy.
Like, and it's like, is that only set you did, or that's what I be wondering. I can't. Some folks be doing too much in the gym. I'm sorry.
They do a whole lot. We got to pay some bills, Ayana.
Let's do it.
Pay some bills.
Did you know that most alarm companies call the police after the break-in? And most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. when most people are not at home. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. So why not be proactive? Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera and monitoring system that can start as low as $684. Or you could lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera and monitoring system with no credit check for $50 a month. You'd only need a $275 deposit, and that's going to last you for 14 months. So call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Ayana.
Man.
Okay, so those that don't know, that just get in here, like, our sponsor, Digital Guard, has some amazing products. We have the home alarm monitoring system. We also have those self-defense products. So if you visit www.preventhomecrimes.com, you'll see all the good self-defense products and the home alarm monitoring systems, along with the cameras and the promo to get your alarm monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
365 days a year.
And let me just do a quick plug too. With Ayana saying how she likes to watch people, and if personal training don't pay the bills, you guys need that, because we got one person that watch people, and then you got somebody else that don't mind coming in your living room.
Yeah,
get that
alarm
set.
I should be at the gym though. I be watching them at the gym. You know, you don't act. You, even though you're a personal trainer, you can't make me believe that you haven't been at the gym before and thought to yourself, what the hell are they doing over there? I know you didn't see somebody at the gym.
I'm sorry. Just because we're on the show, you're not going to get me to admit that I judge people like you. You seem to be the only person out here that's being very judgmental when you're in the gym.
See, well, I tell you, I thought we were supposed to leave petty in 2017. We didn't agree
that.
Nah,
man. We got to bring it. We need another year. Hey, I told everybody on Facebook. I told everybody on Facebook that by 2017, I was miserable and depressed. So I wanted to flip it around for the 2018. I wanted to be depressed and miserable.
Stupid.
What's the difference?
I flipped it around.
Depressed it first.
You do one before the other. You know, change it up. Because his body had adjusted to it that way. He needed to do a different, kind of like them workouts. You know what I'm saying?
We covered
the food. Basically, people need to be conscious of what they're eating, writing down what you take in.
Write down what you eat. Yeah.
And then
go ahead.
And then you said, write down what you eat so you'll be aware of what you actually taking in. Because I don't think people really are and aware of when you eating somebody else's food. You need to write that down.
Right.
Too.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. So
okay.
you write down what you eat. You want to reduce the time that you have for your workout. You don't want to have a workout over an hour, because when you get busy, you're going to say you don't have the time. So reduce the time that you have for your workout. You want to make sure that you have someone assisting you, at least initially, with what you're going to be doing inside the gym. You don't want to go in there and just have no idea what you're doing, end up hurting yourself, not getting results that you want. Understand the three aspects of fitness are cardio, cardiovascular, resistance training, and stretching, and not one aspect is more important than the other. And if you go to church, you really need to exercise, man, because the gates to heaven are narrow gates. So we want to make sure everybody can get in.
Okay. Well, tell us about your next boot camp coming up in Chicago.
It's the No Excuse Boot Camp. It's gonna start myself. It's gonna start a trainer by the name of Caprice. We're gonna surprise everyone with one of the most powerful motivational speakers coming out of the Midwest, an individual by the name of Curtis Hill. We have a DJ playing music. It's just a great time. We're actually gonna have a dance instructor too that's gonna come in, and we're gonna do line dances in the middle of the class. It's just a great time. This is probably the only class where you could see anywhere from 3 to 4 generations all working out in a room together. The oldest person that we had at our last class was 82 years old. We call it the No Excuse Boot Camp because we take away every excuse that a person can have. We can have you picked up. We can have you dropped off. We got music for every different age. We have kid instructors. We do the news up here. We got the Chicago Fit for Life kids making guest appearances. It is just a rock star event, and everyone is high-fiving, sweating, having a good time, man. So it's just a good thing overall, but it is the place to be, and it's going down January 7th, Sunday, 109th in Cottage Grove at Salem Baptist Church, and it's going to be an event.
Now, listen, we got to get together again because we got to get one of those boot camps down here in Atlanta. We got to. We have to get one of those boot camps down here in Atlanta. I think Atlanta is a perfect place for us to get it together, get in like Piedmont Park or something like that, get that boot camp going, make No Excuse Boot Camp down here in Atlanta, because I just think it's ideal. Like, you're doing it in Chicago, we got to do one in Atlanta. We got to get this movement going. So, yeah, definitely we need to be doing that one pretty soon, too.
All right. Y'all know I'm down. Y'all let me know.
Definitely.
Will do. We'll have to hook that up. So do you have a website or a way for people, our listeners, to get in touch with you or send you emails if they have any more questions?
Yes, ChicagoFit4Life.com. That's ChicagoFit, F-I-T, 4, the number 4, that's life, L-I-F-E.com. And once you get on there, you can see our YouTube, which is youtube.com/ChicagoFitForLife, Twitter, ChicagoFitForLife, Instagram/ChicagoFitForLife. So you can follow us on any of the social media platforms. Also, Facebook.com/ChicagoFitForLife, where we have some of the tips that we gave today. Also, workout videos, motivational videos, anything that you need to start your 2018 year off right.
Well, all right. Ooh. I want to tell you, thank you so much for coming on and being our special guest tonight. We really, really, really appreciate it. Shedding those holiday pounds, it's hard out here. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard for me. And
but
I know it's hard for other people.
It's supposed to be a holiday, not a holiday month. So maybe
for
a
holiday month. With the S on the end. Right. We all get into the point where we overeat. We may not eat enough, but, you know, just listening to the show and listening to you speak about the things that we should be doing and how we should be exercising, I'm sure helped a lot of our listeners, those that are listening online, the callers that called in with their holiday issues regarding stressful eating, eating too much, and what they need to do when they get in the gym to shed those pounds. So I want to thank you again. Thank all of our callers for calling in and listening in. And we're going to start 2018 off right, y'all. Get these summer bodies together. I want to invite everybody to listen to the other shows on Victim Stoppers. We have Nicole Lee's Healthy 365 that comes on Sunday nights, and Dwayne's Moving Forward that comes on Monday nights as well. Talk to you all next Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Person.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
You
right,
too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. Only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are live surveillance monitoring. Digital Guard live surveillance monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard live surveillance monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard live surveillance monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. They are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.